This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The House and Senate approved separate budgets yesterday for next year's federal spending. Both houses are deciding what to do in a time of record budget deficits. And in the more conservative House, members actually exceeded budget cuts proposed by President Bush. The Senate, however, defied the president by rejecting cuts in several major domestic programs. And the sharpest differences came over the biggest cuts, those proposed in spending for Medicaid, the health program for the poor. NPR's David Wellner has this report.
A group of seven rebellious Republican senators joined every Senate Democrat in saying no to $14 billion in cuts to Medicaid that the Republican-drafted budget called for over the next 5 years. Oregon Republican Gordon Smith sponsored the amendment cutting out budget instructions known as reconciliation that would have curtailed Medicaid spending.
Everyone knows we're dealing with a Damocles sword when you put reconciliation on Medicaid that covers the most vulnerable Americans. I think right now it's simply time to say vote your conscience.
The proposed Medicaid cuts would have reduced spending on health care for the poor by only about 1%, but they would have been the first cuts in entitlement programs in 8 years, and cutting such programs remains a central goal for the White House in its drive to reduce deficit spending that last year reached $412 billion. Budget Committee Chairman Judd Gregg tried persuading his apostate fellow Republicans to stick with the Medicaid cuts.
To the extent there's a Damocles sword, it's hanging over the generations to come, and we're going to have to pay the bills for our generations. Failure to address those bills today is going to make it virtually impossible for our children and our children's children to have as quality of life as we've had because of the tax burden we're going to pass on to them.
But by a vote of 52 to 48, the Senate turned down the Medicaid cuts. Minnesota Republican Norm Coleman is one of those who voted against the wishes of GOP leaders.
Having been a former mayor and understanding the impact of Medicaid, we have to make reform. I don't doubt that. But I just don't think that we thought this one through. And making the wrong choices here hurts the least among us, the most vulnerable.
The House, meanwhile, voted 218 to 214 for a budget that calls for more than $20 billion in cuts to Medicaid and $49 billion worth of entitlement cuts in other programs. Montana Senator Max Baucus, who's the top Democrat on the Finance Committee, says by stripping out the Medicaid cuts, the Senate has heightened the chances the two chambers will fail to agree on a budget for the second year in a row.
I do think that it's going to make it more difficult for both bodies to get together and pass a budget resolution. I think they're going to be conservative members of the House. They're going to be very upset with this. But the Senate's going to be is going to insist, I think, on the restoration of those cuts. So it's going to be difficult. It's going to make it more difficult to pass a budget.
The Senate budget also passed narrowly, 51 to 49. It restores funds the House would cut, not just for Medicaid, but also for community development block grants and education. Asked whether those differences can be reconciled, Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert said only this.
We have a difference of opinion. That's what conferences are for. We'll see what works out.
If the House and Senate can't agree on a budget, it would mean issues embedded in the budget, everything from tax cuts to drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, would have to be considered separately and be subject to Senate filibusters. David Wellner, NPR News.